10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. I am Susan Wacky, your host, and a happy Father's Day to all the dads and granddads and great granddads and foster dads and stepdads and even uncles, brothers, and nephews. All the men out there that make a difference in the life of a child. Today is your day. It's a special day. You know, Father's Day is celebrated worldwide as a way to recognize the contribution that you make to the lives of children. You've got my vote there. Well, this started in 1966. It was President Lyndon Johnson proclaimed the third Sunday in June would be Father's Day. And 6 years later, it was signed by President Nixon as an official holiday. Well, I have a couple great guests today, and we're going to talk about dads, being a dad, and everything under the sun about dads, and empowering you to be the best dad possible and enjoying your day. Well, my first guest is an extraordinary man, and I'm going to let him toot his own horn. It's always better that way, although he has over 35 years as a senior communications executive, and that is Barry Kluger, welcome to Aging Info Radio, Barry.
Well, thank you, Sue. I'm thrilled. I realize, boy, Lyndon Johnson, that was 1966. That was my bar mitzvah. So to think that so many years later I'd be speaking on radio as a boomer, a senior, who would have known?
Who would have known? Well, would you ever feel that you would ever do a weekly column called Boomerly? Did you ever think of that growing up selling lemonade?
You know, I didn't. And actually, I had other kids selling the lemonade for me.
That was smart.
Take a cut of the profits. I was a business major even at the age of six. It's interesting. I have been a writer. Writing has been my passion. I got sidelined into the world of communications, which is kind of writing to some extent. But to think that I would be writing for a site called Boomerly.com or 60andMe, the answer is no. But I'm thrilled because, as you noted, we boomers have experiences. We have life cycles. We have things we've gone through that not only fellow boomers and seniors can learn from, but even a younger generation can look at us and go, you know what? They're pretty cool.
Yes, boomers are cool. So are seniors.
Yes.
I mean, people that are even like a great granddad in today's world could be extremely healthy.
Yeah.
And still playing with their great grandchildren. I mean, the dynamics are so different today than, you know, two decades ago.
Yeah.
You see that
indeed.
In writing.
Well, we're more active. I keep on forgetting that number. I keep on dropping it. But I'm turning 62 in just a few short months. I don't know. Is 62 the new 18? I always get confused with that math.
No, I think you've got the numbers backwards. It's really the new 26.
Got it. Got it. Okay.
62, you know, that they say that 40 is the new 60.
Oh, okay. So 60 is the new, I'll take 40.
Mm-hmm.
Those were great years.
Well, I think it's so important. I think being a dad is a tough job at times. And I think there's so much that goes on in today's world, especially with younger children and children learning so much. Or you see a two-year-old already having a digital product in their hand or wanting a cell phone. I mean, the world's always evolving and changing. But being a dad today is challenging.
It is challenging. There's a lot of responsibility. It's evolving. We go through many different phases of wanting to be a child's best friend, but also wanting to give some guidance and direction. And sometimes we get into trouble not knowing which role to take. And really, at the end of the day, we do the best we can.
Yeah, I think that's what we all set out to do in the area of parenting. Now, going into past Father's Days, because you may not have gotten your gifts yet today, but what do you remember being one of your favorite gifts?
I think it was the things that my daughter had made for me at camp, or had taken pictures, or made a video. And those are the things that, if those memories were important to her, then they were important to me. And that was some of the, I can't tell you how many ashtrays, clay ashtrays, I still have lying around the house.
Yeah, it's
and paperweights.
Heartfelt made, homemade gifts.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something interesting. When my daughter had turned 16, I said, so big 16, is sweet 16 party, what do you want to do? She says, well, you know, Dad, we always have fun when we go to Universal and we go on those roller coasters that make us throw up. She said, I'd like to go to Universal and Disney World with you. I said, you want to bring any friends? She said, nah, just us. So it was quite a treat, combination birthday and Father's Day at that point in her life to be able to share with her as a young adult. And it was a lot of fun. I will tell you, we did not get sick on the roller coasters.
Good for you and good for her. You know, back to the gifts, they say the average gift a father receives is $113. And the average gift that a mother receives on Mother's Day is $160. That's not hard to, that's not hard to understand. I mean, we all know that women just cost more, don't we?
No, you know what? It's funny. Being married to a wonderful woman who is an attorney, and having grown up in a home with strong, very strong role models. My mother was a professor. I think kids often look and they look at the mother in the house, whether she's working at home, which is quite a load of responsibility, or working in an office. I think some things have changed. Fathers have evolved to handle some of the roles, but I think a lot of times kids look at the mom and say, you know what, we really know and really appreciate how much time and how much love they've put in to the household. So that accounts for the other $52.
Yeah, absolutely. Or and some.
And some.
Yeah. Well, happy Father's Day to the 70 million dads and all the other pseudo dads that are playing a role in the life of a child. We are talking about Father's Day today, and my guest is Barry Kluger. Barry, I did not have you toot your own horn, but tell us a little bit more. I mean, you've done so much in the area and working as an executive for a long time.
Well, I started in radio. One of my first jobs while I was still in college was covering the House Judiciary impeachment hearings against Richard Nixon. And in case there's anyone under the age of 50 or who has lived on Mars most of their lives, this was quite a interesting and dark period in American history. From there, I went to work in the radio business in New York, then USA Networks as head of communications, and then the real fun part, 10 and a half years as senior vice president at MTV Networks. So I got to enjoy things like MTV, Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, VH1, etc. Got a chance to travel, and also got a great opportunity to take my daughter, for her to take advantage of some of these things. I mean, how many kids get to hang out backstage with Hootie and the Blowfish or the Beach Boys, or get to be chosen on Double Dare as the kid who gets slimed? So she sort of had a bit of a inside track. And then I went to the internet business, Prodigy Internet, where I was senior vice president. Was fortunate enough to be part of a group that bought the company, took it public, and then I started my own PR agency in 1998 and moved out to Arizona in 1999. And the last piece, started a new ad agency back in November. So it's at the age of in your early 60s, I think you turn and maybe you start a generation and say, we have a couple of more roller coaster rides ahead of us.
You see that coming, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't know. I mean, being an executive in that 35-year span, I mean, you've seen so much change and the ups and downs. And exactly writing for the column for Boomerly.com, I'm sure you cross paths with a lot of information that you think, wow, look what these people are doing. Boomers are not changing. We've always pushed the envelope, and we're going to continue doing that. We're also going to continue talking with Barry Kluger about Father's Day. Now, Barry, you have a big thing that I really am anxious to talk about coming up next here. We're going to talk about the Family Medical Leave Act and what Barry Kluger, how he is impacting that. I mean, this is absolutely huge. I believe the bill was introduced to the House and Senate recently, and we're going to get all into that, all coming up right here on Aging Info Radio. And remember, for all the dads out there with beautiful daughters, guns don't kill people. Dads with beautiful daughters do. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560, The Answer. And a happy Father's Day again. We have so much more to talk about with guest Barry Kluger right here.
At Standard Bank, they believe you should work with a true community bank that cares about your financial needs and who has the financial products for every stage of your life. They have a full suite of mortgage products from conventional FHA and VA loans to home equity loans and reverse mortgages. And they have the expertise to find the right product for you. At Standard Bank, you'll find services that fit your lifestyle. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
They say the greatest gift I've ever had came from God. I call him Dad. We are talking about Father's Day today, and happy Father's Day to all the dads and pseudo-dads out there. My guest is Barry Kluger. His website is barrykluger.com. Barry is up to something very extraordinary with the Family Medical Leave Act, and I would like you to tell us all about it, Barry.
Well, thank you. The best website to learn more about the act is actually FarleyKluger.com, FarleyKluger.com, and that kind of just rolls off the tongue. You know, it's interesting. I think people hearing the first part of this interview are probably thinking, boy, all these great memories, you know, what an upbeat, happy guy. I think it important to mention that Erica, who I spoke of, my only child, passed away in 2001 in a car accident here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And we're never prepared for it. Our faith, our values, none of these things ever prepare us to understand what to expect. And it was quite a loss. Erica was my daughter from my first marriage, who had come out to live in Arizona with my wife and I. And it was just one of those freak accidents. Well, After Erica was killed, here's something interesting. Since I was 14, I've kept a journal. I write things down, everything. Things I did, my dating history, which I think is a whole other interview on another day. But I would write down all these things, my thoughts, my feelings. I wrote about my divorce in the early days of Erica's life, my travels, my trips, the loss of Erica, the days and weeks afterwards, and the years since. And I would speak to a number of groups. I'd write columns about it. And I put out a book in 2010 called A Life Undone. I met a gentleman named Kelly Farley, actually from Aurora, who had lost two children. And he and I spoke. We met each other on the internet, and then we spoke, and we talked about loss of a child, and we started to hear these stories of parents who had been fired from jobs because they had lost a child. One woman buried a child on a Thursday. Her boss came to the funeral and said, "So, I guess I'll see you at work on Monday." And it got us to look at the Family Medical Leave Act, which was enacted in 1993. It provides up to 12 weeks unpaid if you have a child, adopt a child, care for a sick family member, you yourself are sick, or an injured service member, but nothing about the loss of a child. So, as I said, 12 weeks to have a child, 3 to 5 days off to bury that child.
Not fair.
Not fair at all. So we started the Farley-Kluger Initiative to amend the Family Medical Leave Act of 1993. In 2011 and 12, Senator John Tester of Montana introduced a bill. It died in committee. In 2013-14 session of Congress, a bill was introduced in the House and the Senate, and that did not get very far. But on May 12th, two bills, bipartisan bills, which was a first, were introduced in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate, and that's called the Sarah Grace Farley-Kluger Act, named for Sarah Grace Weipert, Noah and Katie Farley, and Erica Kluger. And it was the first time that we got support and are getting support from Republicans and Democrats. So we're out to make sure that Congress is not broken and the many grieving parents out there will be able to take the time they need to deal with the loss of a child.
Yes, it's just such a painful loss. I do know people that have lost children, and I mean, it's just something that never, you learn to live with it. It never really goes away. You learn the best way for you to cope with that loss.
Yeah, I think everybody's grief is different. I'm fond of saying grief has no half-life, and it's with you forever, and it's how you deal with it. You never forget. It becomes sometimes a bit of a scab that you pick at. For me, it was Erica was 18 and a half, and in the few years after that, it would be going into a restaurant, seeing a young hostess seating us, and thinking, that could have been Erica. And then, of course, it took a turn in the past 2-3 years when her friends, who are now 32 and 33, are married. Mm-hmm. They're having children. They're starting families. And to me, in my mind, Erica will always be 18 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that by doing this bill, what we're trying to do is speak for the many parents who can't, who either have trouble dealing with their grief or have been fired from jobs. And since Kelly and I are fairly outspoken, we've taken this as a personal thing. Kelly actually has a site called Grieving Dads, and this is specifically for fathers who can go and share their thoughts with other dads. And it's something that we're determined to get legislation passed on, and we're not giving up.
Now, can anybody listening do anything to help get the bill passed?
Yes, they can. They can go to FarleyKluger.com, which is a petition to Congress where they could sign their name. It goes to their representative, their two senators, and the White House. And we have passed 88,000 petitions sent to Congress. They also can go on Twitter and Facebook and find their representative and tweet something as simple as, "We ask you to support the Family Medical Leave Act to allow time off for loss of a child." And people respond to that. Legislators respond to that. They want to hear from the people they serve.
I think it's so important that this become part of the Family Medical Leave Act, because it is such a difficult time for a family to lose a child. I mean, when someone is aging and they've lived a long life, it's somewhat expected. But in your situation, you've turned something into a silver lining here, Barry. And, you know, my acknowledgement for that means a lot.
Well, I thank you for it. And there are many people out there like me, moms and dads, and in many homes in America, grandparents raise the children, or aunts and uncles, or brothers and sisters. So it's something that really affects a cross-section. Death doesn't play favorites. It affects Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Christians, Jews, Muslim, rich, poor. So it really doesn't play favorites.
Yes, there's definitely a ripple effect. I mean, if somebody is working in an environment and you hear that they lost their child, it is a complete ripple effect for the company and the colleagues that they work with. So I find it so hard to believe that when the Family Medical Leave Act was written, that this was overlooked.
We think, and we have said this, we think it's an oversight. The interesting thing is 25, 30 years ago, pregnancy was considered an illness. You know, a woman took off time because she was ill. Well, it's a life cycle. And death, unfortunately, happens to be a part of life. So we think it's something that has to be addressed.
Well, I think, too, it's so important on all types of bills or laws that go into effect that they're reevaluated, you know, every other generation or every other decade, so that they're kind of up to date with the way we're progressing as a society. And a lot of times that's not done. Here's a perfect example that it wasn't.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. Look at the LGBT action. It's had its roots for a long time. And really, 1969, I think, was the first major demonstration. So, progress takes takes a long time. And one thing I want to add is, for those who don't think kind of morality or compassion should be mandated, we're also talking about a business issue. You hire someone to work in your company and they lose a child, and you've trained that person and you end up firing them because their productivity has dropped.
Yeah,
you now
compassion.
Have to hire someone and retrain them, and you've thrown money out the window. And my favorite saying is, the best assets of a company get on the elevator every day at 5 o'clock.
Your employees. Thank you, Barry Kluger. And all of the websites we talked about will be up at Aging Info Radio. And you want to stay right here. My next guest is a belly dancer, and she is on a mission to populate the world with happy women.
Let's talk about simplifying your life. Let's eliminate the hassle and confusion of organizing and sorting out all your daily or weekly medication. You can now get a clinical pharmacist to prepackage your medication and deliver it to your front door with free shipping. Hey, if the medication costs the same, why not simplify your life? And that's not all. You also get dental, vision, and hearing aid benefits at significant discounts. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220 and get started today.
I got mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Lights, camera, action. It's time for the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. With over 100 exhibitors, great seminars, exciting activities, fabulous entertainment, and the fun Hollywood theme, there's going to be something for everyone. We're rolling out the red carpet, so make your plans now to join us at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace on August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for all the details. We'll see you there.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615. That's 800-429-9615. Call now.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, life has no remote control. You must get up and change it yourself. Well, this segment is brought to you by ControlMyCare.info. If you have a chronic illness or take four or more medications, the Senior Saver program will greatly impact your life for $20 a month per household. Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. Can't say enough about this program, but we are talking about Father's Day today. And my next guest, she is a belly dancer. She's a writer. She just does so much, but really her mission is to populate the world with happy women, because if mama ain't happy, nobody's happy. Welcome, Charisse, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, how can you populate the world to have so many happy women?
Well, that's simple. It's really empowering women to connect with those parts of themselves that they maybe have put on a shelf, put away. Because when we show up as our full selves, that's when we're just absolutely irresistible and just radiate happiness. So I learned that as a dancer, because my favorite dancers, that's what I noticed about them. The ones who riveted me, who I couldn't take my eyes off of, they were not necessarily the most masterful dancers, the fanciest techniques, anything like that. They were just so happy to be in their skins, in their bodies, so present that, I couldn't take my eyes off of them. So beginner or master didn't matter. What mattered was that she was so present and she didn't need that outside validation from the audience.
It was all inward.
Yeah.
Well, I think it becomes very hard for men to really say, wow, how do I make her happy?
Right.
It's really not their job.
It is not their job.
It's not their job, though, either, to make them miserable.
Right. Of course.
It goes of course both not. Ways. It does go both ways. But I mean, happiness is definitely something that you can bring to the party.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women, today's women, get very caught up in getting so much done.
Yes.
Externally, they forget the internal. Is that somewhat in the direction that you're talking about?
Absolutely. I see an epidemic happening of women running on empty. And it is because, you know, we've had this really very necessary, wonderful movement to empower women to be able to do all that they want to be able to do, right? We're equal with men, and I 100% believe that. But what happened was just because we can do everything, can do anything, doesn't mean that we're supposed to do everything. But I see that this is what's happened, is that women have taken on more and more and more. And then their partners, these dear guys, are kind of baffled as to, one, how can they help when she's taking on so much? And how can he support her as well? And then how do you make that happy unit? So
it's definitely work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women are getting to the point that you just declared where they say, I can't be superwoman and I'm not even having fun at it. So why do it?
Exactly. This is so much what my clients come to me with, is that they've said, you know, I followed all the rules. I have the career, the powerful career. I'm an executive, a leader, what have you, business owner. I've got the wife. I've got the 2.5 kids. I've got the dog, the husband, I should say, or wife, partner. And, followed all the rules, and yet here I am on the other end of it. Where's the happy ending, right? Where's my reward? And I feel almost what the sense that I get is women are feeling a little bit like, hey, a little gypped. But what I've found is that reconnecting with the feminine, reconnecting with all parts of ourselves, including the parts we've sort of put away because we were told that they were dangerous or would attract the wrong kind of attention. Those are the integral parts to our power and our energy. And when we bring that out, then it becomes very easy for our gentlemen to support us.
Well, I think playful women
yeah.
are just more fun to
right?
be around. And nobody wants to be around, you know, an unhappy, mad, mean woman.
Yes, exactly. And this is what I say.
You see this too with clients.
Oh, 100%. And it's so funny because, you know, I've been asked, well, what is the benefit of this? And, you know, how does this benefit the people? Because we as women have been taught often, you know, self-sacrifice, put others first, take care of everyone else first. However, a woman who's depleted, who's at that like empty, you know, a woman in a bad mood, what's happening in her environment? The flowers are withering in her path, right? So what happens if instead she replenishes, refills, really comes from a place of abundance, then she's radiating that happiness instead. It's like the opposite effect. And then everyone in her glow is just benefiting from that.
I'm seeing more and more. I think we've got it opposite. We've got it inside out. We are talking about men and empowering them today and happy women and so much. And Charisse's website is claimyourfeminine.com. We have got more to talk about. We want to make sure all the men listening know how to make mama happy right here on Aging Info Radio.
Missing teeth can cause embarrassing gaps in your smile. They can even cause problems with chewing or talking. You probably feel self-conscious, and maybe you've been considering dental implants for a while, but you have concerns. Don't let fear stand in your way to gaining your beautiful smile back. Dr. Joel Akrush and his caring team at Artistic Dentistry understands that most people don't like to go to the dentist. For the last 23 years, Dr. Akrush has helped ease the concerns of more than 11,000 satisfied patients. He focuses on creating custom dental implants that look just like your natural teeth. The entire procedure is completed at one location with one doctor. Artistic Dentistry uses a state-of-the-art CBCT scan, which allows Dr. Akrush to customize your smile with precision planning, allowing for immediate use and quick healing. Get the smile you've always wanted. Call Artistic Dentistry now at 708-301-6060 or log on to donewithdentures.com. That's donewithdentures.com. Artistic Dentistry, serving the South and Southwest suburbs for more than 23 years.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. What a special day it is, a day for you to be recognized for just being an awesome dad. Well, this segment is brought to you by Partners in Senior Care. If you're caring for an aging loved one and feel you need professional help, call Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. They will care for your loved one just like it was their own family member. And I am here with my guest, who is Cherie Sisu, and her website is claimyourfeminine.com. She's a writer, dancer, speaker, and a transformational woman's coach. And we are talking about happy women for happy men, right?
That's right.
Well, I think men are a little bit baffled by it all because men have stayed the same. Women, I mean, when I say stay the same, of course, we're all progressing as human beings in our society, but men still have pretty much the same roles. The women's role has gotten very filled up, mm-hmm. and I really say filled up a little too much, because we do not take the time to tap into the feminine, which is really where our power comes from.
Right. Right, exactly.
And not power in the way of, you know, domination or being powerful in the world, but just being a woman and able to take on your life.
Correct.
Do you see this?
I do. It is, you know, I see it almost as if really we have this well of energy within us. And what happens is that when we're doing that million mile long to-do list, we're constantly doling out from the well. But when are we replenishing and putting back in? And when we do make that effort, then we're coming from a place of so much, having so much more to give the people around us. So yeah, by extension, happy women make everybody happy.
Well, the list is external, is how I look at it.
Yes.
There will always be another thing to add on the external list. But the internal is really where you become peaceful mm-hmm. and joyful and love yourself and others.
Right. Absolutely. It means putting yourself on that list. And it means actually, you know, and this is one of the big things that I talk about in my programs, is taking those things that we already do every day and welcoming, inviting pleasure in those things, putting that back on the list as a priority. So like, okay, I know I need to take my shower every single day. You know, how can I make that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, really nice and pleasurable with like the smells that I love and the temperature of the water just the way I want it, that kind of thing. Little details like that go a long way to making us so much happier.
Slows you down too.
Yes.
It has you enjoy the moment, which is another area. Mm-hmm. Now, back to dads and men.
Yeah.
What should they not do?
What should they not do? Well, don't. Nothing, right?
Don't do nothing.
Don't do nothing. That's a double negative. You know, because we as women, we appreciate every little effort. We really do. And I'm sure that the gentleman can attest to, you know, it's so funny how the smallest of gestures can really go so far. And I would say, too, that it's, you know, contribute, appreciate, right? It really breaks down into those two things. How can you help contribute to what she's doing, help to support her, and also appreciate? So one of the things, one of my guiding tomes is a book that Dr. Gary Chapman put out, actually, on the five languages of love. And everyone gives and receives love in different ways. And so those five ways, for example, are words of affirmation, quality time, receiving gifts, acts of service, and physical touch, right? So, and this is, it's not necessarily, you know, all men prefer it like this, all women prefer it like that. So what I would recommend for the guys out there who are like, how do I love her? You know, how do I show her? Pay attention to how she shows you love, because she's showing you that's how she receives love. So if she's the type of person that like says, I love you a lot, those words of affirmation, you turning around and doing that a little bit will go a long way.
Mirroring.
Yes, exactly. Paying attention to how she's showing love and then giving back in kind. And I do have to say that, like, doing a load of dishes is amazing for your love life. Those little things that really go a long, long way.
Surprises.
Yeah.
Simple surprises.
Yeah.
They can be very little.
Mm-hmm.
I think men think on the larger scale, I got, you know, buy a large, expensive gift. You don't. They don't. They
That's
don't.
True.
But I think on the other side, too, I mean, women appreciating the dad and what they've done and how well they take care of the child, do the mm-hmm. best job they can. I mean, there's a lot of lack of appreciation on the women's side, too, because the to-do list is all external.
Right, right.
It's not looked at like, wow, look at what he does
mm-hmm.
for that. So appreciation yeah. on the other side for dads.
100%. It absolutely goes both ways. And this is something that I see a lot with the ladies who come in to see me. And it's almost like this trend of a powerful woman kind of turning to and looking at her partner. Well, you know, what have you done for me lately? Or almost with this sense of like, oh, you know, I've got this all under control. Instead of really turning and seeing how he is enabling you to do all of these many, many things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes both ways, appreciating, taking a look at all of the things that he's doing and letting go, too, of our need to control how he fathers. This is huge. So,
is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Allowing him to be himself. And knowing that we do need different styles of parenting. We need a mother and we need a father. And what he's going to do is not necessarily going to be what you're going to do, but that it's equally valid and important to the kids.
Well, I'm going to get from Charisse her words of wisdom here, coming up right here on Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to all the dads. We're going to find out more from Charisse and get her best advice to have the most amazing day right here on Aging Info Radio.
I got mom home okay. She did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day-stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com. Imagine having to move your four-bedroom home into a one-bedroom apartment, and you have to do it by yourself. Now visualize doing this when you're 80. Yes, it's overwhelming. So where should you start? The answer is Mark Rantis at Rantis Property Group with Keller Williams Team Realty. Mark is your senior real estate concierge. In addition to helping you sell your home, Mark will connect you to all the trusted professionals you'll need to make your transition super smooth. Call Mark at 847-606-5272 or online at rantispropertygroup.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
Families count on Standard Bank for personal service and convenience. Business owners find smart solutions and the resources to capitalize on new opportunities. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Standard Bank invests in their communities with people you know, services that make your life easier, and resources you can count on. Standard Bank, in your neighborhood. Visit standardbanks.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
my guest, Cherie Sisu, is on a mission, which is her simple mission is to populate the world with happy women. I concur. But I'd like your words of wisdom today, Cherie, to, for all the dads to have the most amazing Father's Day and actually for all the families.
Mm. For all the dads out there to really have the most amazing Father's Day, just relating back to what we've just spoken about, is to show up as your full self and trust that you are the man that she has fallen in love with. And it goes both ways, right? So allowing her to be her whole self, giving her that space, and for you each to do that for each other in love and respect, really is the secret to a fantastic Father's Day and a fantastic relationship, really.
You make it so simple, because it is simple, but we complicate it, don't we?
We do. We do.
Well, Cherie, thank you so much for being my guest. Her website is claimyourfeminine.com. I mean, you have so much to do with, you know, creating a world with happy women, because we forget, we get too busy. We've been given a long, long leash and able to accomplish so much that we need to rein it back in.
Absolutely. But a world populated with happy women is going to transform everything.
Yes. Transform lives, definitely. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, let's see. My paw's pooch for Father's Day is Marmaduke. He is a 2-year-old male shepherd mix. Go to pawschicago.org or call Paws at 773-935-PAWS. Marmaduke is waiting, of course, with his paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and get him. And just think of all the exercise Marmaduke will bring you. That's right, Daisy, on Father's Day and every day. Yes, Paws is 773-935-PAWS. And if you are considering getting a reverse mortgage, it is definitely an important financial decision. And let the experienced team at Standard Bank with over 10 years' experience help you decide what is right for you. Visit Standard Banks, that's banks with an S, or call 312-203-4018. And once again, that's standardbankswithans.com. They are an equal housing lender. And I did talk a little bit about controlmycare.info. It is a great program. There's a senior saver program. There's a health saver and a health super saver. Go to controlmycare.info. You will find amazing discounts on all types of health benefits, dental, vision, hearing, chiropractic, lab work, a teledoc, and so much more. These programs are very inexpensive, all at controlmycare.info. And really, to all the dads out there, have an absolutely fantastic day. Remember, you're awesome, absolutely awesome in the eyes of your children, of course. And really do enjoy the day. And all of our websites from my guest today will be up. I do invite you to look at Barry Kluger's website and get in line with the Family Medical Leave Act. It can definitely impact many lives, especially for those that lose a child. And happy Father's Day, Dad. You are an awesome and fun dad who is loads of fun. I love you. And to all the dads out there, enjoy your day. I'm Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again, this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old. Presented by ControlMyCare.info. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be a
a star at the 20th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo. Showcase your talent on stage, and you could be our 2015 Senior Idol. More of a behind-the-scenes type? Share your wisdom and enter the writing challenge. Both competitions feature cash prizes. Visit SeniorLifestyleExpo.org for applications and all the details. It's going to be lights, camera, action at the Drury Lane Oak Brook Terrace, August 25th and 26th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. We'll see you there.
What? I owe how much before my health insurance pays? Help!
Join the thousands who offset their deductibles, co-pays, and other fees with healthcare services that save you substantially on your out-of-pocket costs. Doctor consults, dental, vision, prescription drugs, lab testing, and much more. Why pay more out-of-pocket costs when you don't have to? Go to controlmycare.info or call 877-582-2220. That's controlmycare.info or 877-582-2220.
It's news, opinion, insight. It's AM 560, The Answer. WIND, Chicago.